It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Nick Tatton with the Price Kiwanis Club. And coming up very quickly, we've got, of course, the big 4th of July celebration up there in Schofield. And every time we do this 4th of July Schofield celebration, that means it's time for a rubber duck race. And we're going to talk all about it with Nick Tatton. Nick, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me out, Dave. A lot of fun to come out and talk.
Anytime. Let's talk about Kiwanis. How are things going with Kiwanis? How are, you know, the radio auction now is behind you for another year.
Yeah, radio auction in the rearview mirror. Ducky race coming up right away. A lot going on. You know, of course, we could always use more people, more help like anybody, but a lot of really great people doing a lot of really great stuff to help out the children in the community. And busy summer, Pleasant Valley Days in Schofield, July 2nd, the big rubber ducky race be going on. We're excited about it.
And, you know, these are always fun to watch, and they're fun to take part in. It depends, I know, on how fast it's running and everything, but, you know, how long, what's like the shortest and the longest race you can remember?
Sure. So we try to make the race last roughly about 30 to 40 minutes from dump in to first ducky that would win. And, yeah, again, just depending on the stream, that sometimes that changes on us. You know, Mother Nature takes over a little bit. But what a great event. So folks can adopt ducks. The ticket you buy, the ticket for your adoption, matches the number on the ducky. We dump a couple thousand ducks in the stream, race them down the stream, have a finish line set up, and the first duck out wins the cash prizes. First duck out wins $1,000. Second duck, $500, then $300, then $200. And we even give the last place duck a $100 prize. So the very last one to cross the finish line.
So that's that gold star that says you tried.
You tried. That's like the participation trophy.
So even if you come in last place, you're going to walk away with $100.
Sure. Sure. A lot of fun. And you mentioned the radio auction, Dave. So through the radio auction, we gave away a lot of duckies. People bought duckies at the radio auction. And then if you paid full price, you got a free duck in the race. So folks that have those certificates, just find any Kiwanis member. You can exchange those certificates for duck tickets, or just swing by the booth in the park at Schofield on Saturday, July 2nd, and we'll gladly exchange that ticket, your certificate for ducks in the duck race. Usually there's anywhere from about 2,300 up to about 3,000 ducks, depending on the year and the weather, that end up floating down the stream. And it's quite a sight to see if you've never seen it. We like to say you haven't lived life till you brought in a whole herd of rubberbacks.
Well, you got to do what you got to do, though, right?
That's right.
That's the important thing. All right, so once again, this is all going to start on July 2nd. Now, are you guys going to be up there on the 1st as well with the booth?
No, we'll be up there the 2nd. Okay. We'll be set up early in the morning. We'll have the duck booth going. We'll sell tickets all day long. Duck race will start around 2:30 in the stream just south of town up in the conservation area. We found a good spot there, so everybody that wants to watch the race can just head up a little south of town there and watch the race. And any winners that happen to still be around, we'll pay you on the spot if you're there. If not, we'll get a hold of you the following week and mail checks out and stuff. So a lot of fun. Been a great tradition. And it's kind of become a little bit of a tradition and a staple in the Castle Country area.
And you know, it's one of those things that, you know, if you need to, there's always a chance to have a duck in the race.
You cannot win if you are not in. Ducks are, they're $5 per adoption. And again, if you have certificates, you can use those certificates. $5 per adoption per duck. We sell a whole book of tickets. A flock of ducks is $50. And we like to have a lot of fun. And again, all the money raised goes directly back into the children's charity. So things like hearing aids and eyeglasses and Kids Day in the Park and Sub for Santa. And this year we've been doing the Kiwanis 100-year birthday celebration and giving out a lot of prizes to kids and things that way. We've done science fair, history fair, scholarships we just got done doing. So all that money does go right back into the children's charity in the local area.
And that's why Kiwanis is such a great organization. And yeah, this is your 100th birthday year. So you're out doing other special things this year in the community.
A lot going on. And again, come visit us at the booth, our duck booth in the park in Schofield, Pleasant Valley Days. We'll be there Saturday. We'll probably be set up by about 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, if stop by, adopt a duck or two or five or 10, and at least stop by and say hi.
And they'll be there. Get ready. It's going to be a lot of fun. Once again, it's that Rubber Ducky Derby going on up July 2nd in Schofield. It's all part of that great Pleasant Valley Day celebration. It's the Kiwanis. And remember, every dime that they make goes right back to the kids in the community. That's a great thing. Won't be long, as much as people don't want to hear and talk about it, especially the kids. They might. It's maybe bittersweet. But it won't be long, and we'll be talking about Kids Day in the Park in September.
Yeah, that's the next big Kiwanis activity. It'll be in the middle of September. We do big free Kids Day in the Park. All kids 12 and under. Part of the proceeds, like Duck Race, Radio Auction, go to support that. We give away a lot of prizes, bikes, free food, and have a lot of fun that day in the park. And then, of course, as we move into the end of the year, we'll get into a few other, you know, individual projects. But the big one would be Sub for Santa at the end of the year.
All right. Nick Tatton with Price City Kiwanis, thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about the Rubber Duck Race. If people have questions, can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, just give me a call. Or it might be easy to call the radio station out here. And any Kiwanis member will have duck tickets or visit the booth.
All right. We'll see you out there July 2nd up in Schofield at Pleasant Valley Days. It's the Rubber Ducky Derby. Get your ducks and get them in a row and get ready to have some fun.
Get your ducks in a row. There you go, Dave.
All right, Nick, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.